content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, my name is Demi Arsenault from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the April 2019 issue of Lion Magazine. We'll begin today with our President's message, Build a Strong Foundation for a Strong Future. Hello, Lions. When building a home, the most important first step is to have a strong foundation that can support the rooms, furniture, and lives that will rest upon it. In serving, it's equally important to have a solid foundation to support the work we do. Lions Club's International Foundation, also known as LCIF, is that support. It enables Lions to do work that would otherwise be out of reach. But without the contributions of Lions and friends, LCIF would not be strong enough to support all the work that needs to be done. It would not be able to help fund the water pipes being installed in Malawi or the gender equity programs for young people in India. It wouldn't have been able to send emergency aid to the people of California when devastating fires ripped through their town, destroying everything. Right now, these places may seem far away from you and your town and the needs of your community. You may be focused on the local homeless shelter that needs food or the high school in desperate need of a new gymnasium. And maybe right now your club can raise the funds for those efforts. But one day, your community may need help from LCIF. And LCIF will be there for your community. But only because millions of Lions around the world recognize that your town is just important as theirs. They said, I will help no matter where the need. And that is how we support one another. That is how we make this a world of interconnected communities, a world of Lions. That is why it is more important now, when so many challenges face our global community, that Lions recognize and contribute to the work LCIF empowers. After all, it could be our community that needs it next. Yours, Gudrun Ingvedhotar, International President, Lions Clubs International. And next, from our Global Service Department, beginning in the United States, giving the nonverbal a voice. Just because a person is nonverbal doesn't mean he or she is without the need to communicate. Like everyone else, maybe more than everyone else, the nonverbal need to voice their wants, needs, and emotions. But how? At an Ohio respite home for individuals with intellectual and physical disabilities, staff recognized the need to solve that problem, and the Lions of District 13-OH-1 stepped up to help them do it. They communicated amongst themselves and with other local community groups and raised the funds to get the technology that the cottage so desperately needed. Caitlin's Cottage in Defiance, Ohio, is a nonprofit respite care provider serving more than 20 rural counties in four states. Disabled individuals of all ages can stay there from one night to a week to meet friends and experience life in a fun and safe environment. Meanwhile, their caregivers and family can take time for themselves and do the things that may be overwhelming while providing care. Caitlin's Cottage was built in 2012 on the grounds of ProMedica Defiance Regional Hospital by Dan and Shannon Farrell, who wanted to create a place for their granddaughter, Caitlin, who has communicative disabilities and is nonverbal. Cottage staff soon realized how the need to communicate actually intensifies in individuals like Caitlin, and they wanted to help her have a voice. When Lion Rod Martin, a friend of the Farrells, heard about the situation, he recalled a story about how a former National Football League player with ALS who uses an eye tracker to communicate. The computer allows the user to speak their wants and needs, controlling it with their eyes instead of a keyboard or a mouse. Martin, a 50-year-old Lion, was impressed by what he saw and not afraid of the $20,000 price tag for the interactive technology that includes the Tobii Dynavox eye tracker. If anyone could use the funds, he knew the Lions could. And so he and his wife, Mary, spent 3 months fundraising. Martin reached out to his club and the Wasion and Brian Lyons clubs in the area, plus other community organizations like Rotary, Moose, Eagles, Elks, and VWF. It was so neat because all of our clubs went together so nicely. Everyone jumped right on it, and we were able to raise the $10,000 in a very short period of time, says Martin. Halfway to their goal, Martin also learned of grants available through LCIF, and in May, the Lions of District 13 OH1 were awarded a matching $10,000 LCIF Anthem Foundation Healthy Heroes grant designed for projects that help those with disabilities. The equipment is in place and amazing, says Martin. These people don't have the problems we have, and they have problems we don't have. We're fortunate, and anything we can do to help them is right in my eyes. From India, in the wake of flash flood, new club is born. Battered by heavy rainfall, residents of the small town of Nawapur in the Nandurbar district of Maharashtra woke up to flash floods on August 16, 2018. The Rangavali River had overflowed and the local dam was breached, flooding 10 villages in the district. About 14 lives were lost and 462 homes were damaged. Many had to flee to safer areas. In addition to the human lives lost, 110 animals were washed away in the floods. District Governor Sanjay Vohra phoned LCIF to obtain an emergency grant of $10,000, which was quickly used to help the flood victims, and a subsequent $100,000 grant was secured to help rebuild 200 homes in the region. Since many of those affected by the floods lost their livelihoods, Lyons used the grant to put together care packages containing groceries that would support a family of four for an entire month, along with other essentials. Lion Nitin Karwa, together with Nandurbar Femina, Nandurbar and Dule Lyons, prepared 650 kits that were then distributed to flood victims at their doorstep. The locals were so impressed by the Lyons' spirit of service that they decided to form their very own club. And from our In the News department, 100th birthday party turns into a wedding. Lyons' Judy Goldman, New York and Sullivan White Plain Lyons Club in Eastchester, New York, and Manny Corman, who's from the Brooklyn Bridge Lyons Club in Brooklyn, New York, surprised more than 160 members of their friends and family on Labor Day in 2018 when they turned a centennial birthday celebration into a wedding ceremony. The two, who have a 24-year age difference between them, met when Corman was a spry 92-year-old. "We met as friends," says Goldman. "I had already had two men in my life. One I divorced and the other died. I thought I didn't want another man, but fate thought otherwise. After a trip to the beach involved sharing a bathroom with no door, they had no choice but to get to know each other better. They've been together ever since." When Goldman finally agreed to marry Corman, they decided his 100th birthday celebration would be the best way placed to take their vows. Corman has been a Lion since 2003 after having undergone cataract surgery that didn't go well, leaving him blind in one eye. A nonprofit group called Visions, supported by Lions Clubs, provided him with adaptive equipment and showed him how to use it, charging him nothing for the service. He was so taken with this that he decided to get involved. Since then, he has regularly donated money and time. His first donation was for $350,000 to help build a dining and community room in the accessible apartments owned by Visions. The non-traditional couple, who met through Goldman's late husband, are maintaining their separate residences and separate Lions clubs. Goldman has recently transferred to a small women's club where she hopes to help revive the membership. She likes being a Lion because she feels like the money raised is truly going to a good cause. "As for marrying the 100-year-old, he makes me feel secure," she told the New York Times. I'm not looking for a 72-year-old prince with wavy hair. I'm looking for a real person to be with. And next, one of our feature articles, More Than One Way to Serve. And this is stories from LCIF's 2017 through 2018 annual report. To begin, a quote from Anne Frank. No one has ever become poor by giving. Lions are doers. There is so much to be done in the world. And the physical act of helping can feel so good. Hammering a nail in the frame of a new house for a tornado victim, ladling soup for a hungry child, or ushering a grandmother to her first diabetes screening are all visceral ways to experience the rewards of service. But what if there was no money to buy the nails or to pay for the gas to heat the stove or to get the equipment to screen for diabetes? Where would we be without the donors? Is giving a form of doing? Campaign 100 will help LCIF empower Lions to create positive change in communities near and far. In addition to messages about our world in need, Campaign 100 and how Lions can be involved in expanding humanitarian efforts, LCIF is proud to present stories from LCIF's 2017 through 2018 annual report. While I've been humbled and inspired by Lions since joining our incredible organization in 1978, my year as foundation chair opened my eyes far wider to the world of good Lions do with funding and guidance from LCIF. 12 months spent crossing the globe and visiting grant projects beautifully illustrated how together we can. And that's from Chancellor Bob Corlew, past international president and 2017-2018 LCIF chairman. The list of challenges the world faces is long. 253 million individuals are blind or visually impaired, and global trends suggest that figure may triple by 2050. Climate change is causing a steady rise in natural disasters, robbing innocent people of homes, lives, and jobs. By 2025, half the world's population will be living in water-stressed areas. 245 people die each day from measles, which is prevented easily by safe and inexpensive vaccines. 2/3 of children report being victims of bullying. 425 million people are living with diabetes, and this figure may soar to nearly 630 million by 2045. Each night, more than 820 million people go to bed hungry. And every 2 minutes, a child is diagnosed with cancer. These are big problems. They need innovative solutions backed by the means to effect change. Lions are those innovators. LCIF is the means. Many Lions on the ground working to address these challenges rely on grants from Lions Club's International Foundation. These grants wouldn't exist without the generosity of Lions and friends who donate money to the foundation. And there are 100 reasons why. The 2018-2019 Lion Year marked the launch of the most ambitious capital campaign ever for LCIF. Campaign 100 is in full swing now, looking to wrap every Lion into the fold. The campaign gets its name from several factors. It was initiated during Lions Clubs International's 100th year of service. The foundation is asking that 100% of Lions participate, giving the equivalent of $100 per year during the 3-year campaign. This aggressive fundraising goal would empower Lions to serve hundreds of millions, ensuring that 100 years from now, the world will be a better place. It is a lofty goal, but stories of service and action highlight just how important it is to continue the vital work that Lions do. If you have donated to LCIF this year, here is a sampling of the world, the work that you have helped enable. Delivering dignity in South Korea. New, clean, modern, safe. Apt descriptors of a new facility 50 men with intellectual disabilities and severe handicaps can now call home. Augmenting funds raised by Lions in Korea, LCIF provided a $100,000 grant to construct a new rehabilitation center in the Yunpyeong district of Seoul, South Korea. Funds were awarded after social welfare facility Angel's Haven was ordered to shut its doors due to unsafe conditions. After the building shut down, residents squeezed into 50 square meter apartments shared with 14 other people and with just a single toilet. That is where they lived for 4 years until LCIF and Lions intervened. In a collaborative effort bringing dignity to facility residents, Lions in Korea, LCIF, Angel's Haven, and the Ministry of Health and Welfare in Seoul City, that new, clean, modern, safe building was constructed. Residents are finally living with dignity in much-needed private spaces and can also enjoy the building's areas designated for exercise, treatment, and social gatherings. Hurricane strikes in Puerto Rico. LCIF responds. September 16, 2017. Some consider it the worst day in Puerto Rico's history. It's the date that Hurricane Maria wreaked unprecedented havoc on the island. It's also the date Lions began mobilizing to help the storm's victims. In the wake of Maria, whose 175-mile-per-hour winds left a trail of death, destruction, and devastation, Lions beat a path to the island's residents despite widespread flooding, downed power lines, and impassable roads. Amid crumbled homes, obliterated businesses, and fertile fields from which crops had been ripped, Lions stood, delivering help and hope. They were able to do so because of a $100,000 major catastrophe grant from LCIF. Lions in District 51 C, E, and O began distributing nourishing food almost immediately, helping more than 6,000 people each day to maintain the strength they'd need for the long days, weeks, and months ahead. The Lions are going to work very hard to help this community come back together, says Lion Miriam Vasquez, past council chairperson. So I think that's the spirit we have to continue with, to help and to show others how to help. Ukraine orphanage magnifies reading. In Ukraine, 27 orphanages are designated for children with disabilities, blindness, or low vision. While most facilities can fulfill basic needs, many don't have the means to provide vision-challenged youngsters with specialized equipment they need to develop scholastically. Reading and schoolwork become challenging, often rendering them defeated and developmentally delayed. With a $34,000 grant from LCIF and funds collected locally, Lions of Ukraine brought hope in the form of 45 electronic magnifiers to children with severe low vision at Ternopol Orphanage. Small in size and handheld, the Aidnir portable digital eyesight-aiding device magnifies images as much as 32 times on a screen, delivering full-color, high-definition, high-contrast images. Perhaps best of all, the children can participate in class alongside their normal-sighted peers and have the opportunity to enjoy and do well in school. Gender equity intervention in Delhi, India. Gender-based violence and inequality are sad and pervasive realities. The World Health Organization estimates 35% of women globally have experienced some form of physical or sexual violence. As if the wounds and psychological damage weren't enough, in many parts of the world, abused women are shunned. Unable to find work, they have limited ability to provide for themselves and their children. Sadly, the cycle continues. Those raised in family with violence often perpetuate or experience it as adults. Educating youth on gender equity from an early age is vital to ending the cycle, particularly in India, where the problem is endemic. In collaboration with communications and television services in India, LCIF is doing just that. Through a gender-based violence prevention program piloted in Delhi, LCIF is helping promote positive and safe learning environments. Dosti Kasafar, The Journey of Friendship, is based on Lyon's quest lessons, which foster social and emotional learning, and designed to foster greater gender equity among 2,000 youth in and around New Delhi. The customized intervention employs teacher-led discussions, films, and the Lyon's Quest skills practice model, moving constructive behaviors from the classroom to the real world. And another feature article, Joyride. Cycles help disabled feel freedom on wheels. Nearly 40 million Americans live with a disability. If Joe Tarver had his way, all 40 million would be on bicycles. People need exercise, and there's no exception, says Tarver, a member of the Lubbock, Texas Lions Club. That's why, for three decades and counting, he, his wife Nona, and their son Brad have worked to provide accessible, customizable bikes to children and adults with permanent disabilities. But the Tarvers haven't done it alone. With them have worked numerous Lions, many of them from the Lubbock area, to help people with disabilities access the exercise, fresh air, and fun that provides so many benefits to mind and body. And it all began with one idea. Tarver is the founder of New Ideas Development Incorporated, a company that guides new ventures to the market. About 30 years ago, he found himself holding the patent to a bicycle technology called front-wheel drive. Cycles with this technology are powered by moving the handlebar up and down with the hands rather than pedaling with the feet. "We were putting it on two-wheeled bicycles," he recalls. "It really wasn't going anywhere." That is, until an old acquaintance caught wind of the innovation and told Tarver about his young daughter who had spina bifida. The child's legs were paralyzed, but she would be able to operate a front-wheel drive three-wheeled cycle since it wouldn't require her to balance. So we welded up a three-wheel bicycle, went down to the Walmart and bought some paint, spray-painted it real nice, and took it to her. It was a total success, he says. We didn't think much about it. Then the phone started ringing. We got calls saying, "We need something like that too," says Tarver. So we built three more, and it just kept growing. Accidentally, really, like a lot of good things. For example, if riders have low muscle tone, they can use a cycle that is powered by both hands and feet. If they don't have the use of their legs, they can use a front-wheel drive cycle. If they are blind, they can use a centipede model that connects to an additional bike so they can ride tandem style with a sighted person. And if riders aren't able to use their hands or feet, they can sit in a wheelchair that connects to a bicycle so they can enjoy the movement and fresh air while someone else pedals. The cycles can be further customized with armrests, lap and chest belts, baskets to hold an oxygen tank, for example, and other options. Each cycle costs about $1,500 to manufacture. Past District Governor to A1, Alvin Owen, of the San Angelo, Texas Lions Club, was immediately taken with Cycle for Life when he encountered some of its bikes on display at a Texas Lions state convention. Right away, he thought of San Angelo Lions Charities, a local 501c3 through which the town's seven Lions clubs can donate funds for those in need. And so, late last year, San Angelo Lions Charities purchased 80 cycles from Cycle for Life and began distributing them to those in need. So far, they have distributed about a quarter of the stock. The only qualification is that users have a disability that prevents them from normal activity, Owen says. There's no financing whatsoever. The individual could be a millionaire or a pauper. It doesn't make any difference. The cycles are loaned to users on a long-term basis. That's so that if the person passes away or their disability gets more serious so they can no longer use the cycle, they can return it to us, Owen explains. Until then, we ask that they'll keep the cycle secure and keep it out of the weather so that it does not deteriorate. One of their first recipients was 40-year-old Jason Slawson of San Angelo, who was paralyzed from the waist down due to a roofing accident. When he first heard about the cycles, he wasn't interested, assuming they used the same clunky technology he had encountered 20 years ago in his post-accidental physical rehabilitation. But then he saw the front-wheel drive cycle and changed his mind. "I just couldn't believe the difference," he says. "It seemed a lot cooler. As soon as I saw it, I couldn't wait to get it." Slauson, a former college athlete who now owns a roofing company, uses his cycle to stay in shape. "It reminds me of a high school football workout," he says. "I'm pretty physically fit for my condition, and just to the end of the street and back is a full workout. It's the real deal for sure." That's music to Tarver's ears. He's not sure how many people have received a Cycle for Life cycle over the years, but he knows it's at least several thousand, and he'd like it to be many thousands more. Lions clubs in Fort Worth, Abilene, Beaumont, Houston, and Vernon, Texas, plus others in Kansas City and Tulsa, are just some of the clubs working with Cycle for Life to get accessible cycles to those who can benefit. Cycle for Life even helps Lions clubs research and submit funding requests to local foundations. Foundations love the project because we can show them that every dollar they give is worth $30 in physical therapy value, Tarver says. That's not even including the value of the joy and socialization that a cycle provides to, say, a child who uses a wheelchair. With a child in a wheelchair, many other children will say hi to them maybe, but they don't play with them very much. But when they ride this cycle, every kid down the block comes to see what it is, and they've got new friends. And then there's the value to the lions themselves. Tarver says, "We have one lion who's getting up in age, and every time I see him, he says, 'Remember when we gave that bike to that little kid?' It sticks with him, just like when you put glasses on someone and they can see well for the first time. When something like that happens, that's when you really become a lion." And we're going to wrap it up today with some by the numbers. 3, the number of wheels on a Cycle for Life custom-made bike developed by the Lubbock, Texas Lions Clubs. 245 daily deaths from measles. 820, millions of people who go to bed hungry every night. 35% of women globally who have experienced some form of physical or sexual violence. And finally, 5, the number of animatronic pets bringing joy to patients with dementia in Pennsylvania, thanks to the Lancaster Lions Clubs. And we've run out of time for today's episode of Lion Magazine. Be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. If you'd like any more information on these or other stories about lions and their work throughout the world, check it out at www.lionsclubs.org. And again, that was www.lionsclubs.org. I'm Demi Arsenault for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, you can reach us at 919-832-5138. And again, 919-832-5138.